Our guest at the cafe is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Tuesday is primary election day in Texas. And you have recently written about how the voting procedures have changed in Texas.
Oh, drastically.
Yeah, and for most people, I'm sure, would say for the better. But just some extraordinary differences.
For example, in 1900, if the town didn't have at least 10,000 people living there, men living there, they just walked in. They didn't have to register. There was no photo IDs like we have today.
So if the town had 10,000 people or more, then voter registration was required.
Right.
But under 10,000, it was not. And I would say that as of 1900, there were relatively few towns of more than 10,000 people.
Right. San Antonio, Dallas, and maybe Houston.
Galveston. Although 1900 after that would, when did the hurricane hit?
In the fall. And bars and saloons were closed. Now, of course, most places in the state were already dry by then. But I think bars and saloons and liquor stores closed now, don't they?
You know, I don't know.
They did for a while. I don't know if they do now.
I don't believe that they do. I'm sure somebody will let us know.
Oh, yes.
For sure. But no, I don't think that they close on election day. But, of course, most of the voting would have taken place downtown.
Yes.
And the bars and saloons would have been adjacent to the voting places, more so perhaps than they would be today. So it's interesting who could not vote.
Okay, in 1905 the A.W. Terrell election laws went into effect simply because Governor Lanham refused to sign the bill or refused to return it. So the bill said any male under the any male under the age of 21, idiots and lunatics.
Well, let's pause on that just for us. Idiots and lunatics. And that was the language of
that was the language at that time. And they were determined not by a medical doctor, but by the county commissioner's court.
So by general declaration, someone might be judged to be an idiot or a lunatic.
Yes.
And therefore not able to vote. Okay.
Paupers, but only if the pauper was supported by the county. In other words, everybody out at the poor farms couldn't vote. Persons convicted of felony, unless they were pardoned or restored to full citizenship.
And let's pause again just for a second. There was such thing as poor farms, you mentioned.
Yes.
And here in Hunt County.
Yes. We had three at least and maybe four.
Okay. And so those folks were being supported, such as it was, by the county, and they could not vote. Okay. We're talking with Carol Taylor. Carol is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. We're looking back at voting circa 1900 in Texas and Hunt County with our primary elections coming up on Tuesday.
And also, anyone who was a member of the U.S. military, Army, Navy, Marine Corps, could not vote.
That's very surprising.
It's very surprising. I think it goes back to this fear that we had during George Washington's day of having a standing army. And we didn't have a standing army until the end of World War II.
Right. Really. And the idea, I think the fear is that of an army taking over control of the country.
Yes.
And perhaps voting in some block or something that. Yeah. And then, of course, the poll tax.
Oh, poll tax. Well, to be able to vote, you had to pay. And you paid a poll tax. You got a receipt. You had to take it with you as your proof when you got there. There were exemptions for men over the age of 60, blind, deaf, or dumb, or permanently disabled, which meant anyone with a loss of hand or one foot, any other way. But poll tax were created to develop a systematic disenfranchisement of blacks, Native Americans, Latinos, and poor whites.
When did the poll tax come in?
In Texas, it came in about 1902.
Oh, that late.
Because they had violence from the Klan and all these kind of things helped, made sure that nobody voted. Mm.
And the poll tax was $1.25, $1.75, and we think, oh, well, that's nothing. But that would be about $45 in today's money.
Yes.
That's a significant amount of money.
Yes.
Carol, well, we'll all keep this all in mind as we go to vote. On Tuesday. You said go vote. That's right. Carol Taylor is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, AB 89 KETR.